right, let's look at those capsules. Look at those capsules. See what your fortune is. Look at those capsules. See who wins the prize. Oh, here I'm busting. Here I'm busting. Let's see who wins the prize. Here's a lady over here. Read yours, please. Read yours.
If this don't go around bragging about your operation, everybody has operation. In fact, these days, if a man has his appendix and tonsils, chances are he's a doctor.
Good enough. Let's see what these folks over here get. What does yours read? Right over here and read it in the microphone, my friend. My goodness, what have we got here?
You are a person who gives up too easy. Practice more presenting. In other words, stay in there and pitch. At first, you
let's
don't see try playing second base.
Well, good enough. Now let's see who's got that razor. What gentleman here's won that razor? Ah, here we are. This fellow.
You have won an electric razor.
Oh, what's your name?
Harper Manier.
Well, Harper, congratulations, and there's an electric razor, a gift to the grain store at Allegan. Let's give him a big hand, folks. All right, now we got to find that lady. Who's the lucky lady? Who's the lucky lady? Who? What's your name, please?
Ruth Correll, Bloomingdale.
Oh, fine, Ruth. Suppose you open up that gift now. Ruth has a nice gift from the grain store here. You only have a minute or so to open it up, Ruth. Make it snappy. I wonder what that is. A nice big package. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. A steam and dry iron. Well, that's really all right, isn't it? Have you wanted one of those?
Oh, yes.
That'll help you press your husband's pants a lot better.
My
husband?
Sure have.
Well,
two children.
Good. That'll come in handy then. Congratulations to you. And,
isn't that wonderful?
You can thank the grain store for that nice Casco steam and dry iron.
I sure do appreciate it.
Well, fine. Thank you very much. Well,
hey, Pearl. What's bugging you, girl?
Too much knowledge, Frank. Too much knowledge.
Well, explain it to me.
Well, I started to school
mm-hmm.
at the age of 6.
One of them real quiz kids.
Yeah, started reading and writing and such.
Usual start.
As time went on, I studied lots of other things.
Uh-huh,
No, most of them didn't hurt much.
Well, I had other teachers.
Well, I got my diploma. I was real, real smart.
That's pretty frame, huh?
Of my knowledge, there was no doubt.
That's pretty obvious.
Yeah, but lately I've ascertained. That's a big word, too. It wasn't even a start. Let me tell you what I found out.
Look at the size of my ear. Pour it on.
You know it started with a man.
Uh-huh.
And the man, he was grand.
Ain't it the truth?
He had a line that would make a bird sing.
Well, this kid really came on, I can see that. 'Cause you were much too smart to be afraid at the start.
Frank, a little learning is a dangerous thing.
Well, I'd like to hear some more.
At first, he only wanted two.
Two?
Then he changed it to few.
Oh, you mean loot.
I even loaned that man my watch and my ring.
Oh, you lost your head, Pearl, completely. 'Cause you were hip to the fact that he would pay you right back.
Yes, that learning is a dangerous thing.
Yes, with his sweet talk, his so discreet talk.
Oh, Frank, he had me doing things I shouldn't do.
That cad. Ain't no denying, no sense in trying.
Tell you this, this is sad. My education's beat black and blue.
We get you an encyclopedia.
Yeah, but now I know the score at last.
Well, now I'm happy.
I'm a gal with a past that left my head, heart, and purse in a sling.
You mean you got yourself in hock?
Yes, it's understood. That brother clipped me, but good,
a little learning can be a dangerous thing.
girl. That's the kind of stuff you gotta watch.
Oh, it makes me so nervous.
Sure does. Shakes you up.
Good evening, friends. In the forthcoming session of Congress, no issues will be of more transcendent importance than those related to our foreign trade. It is at this point that our friends in Western Europe are most distrustful of us. In the days when Great Britain ruled the roost, she followed a policy of free trade. European nations could ship their food, products, and other raw materials to Britain in exchange for manufactured goods. But the British cannot any longer afford to buy those products. They are valiantly striving to re-establish their manufacturing industries and to keep solvent. And so the nations of Western Europe look to us to buy their products. Of course, we have vast food resources of our own, and we also have great stores of mineral resources. This poses a very grave problem. We cannot approach it with generalizations. We must get down to specifics. Experts say that the concessions needed to raise European exports to the United States are slight in terms of possible damage to our industry and agriculture. Here is an example. Denmark is a country lying on the borderland between East and West, a most important outpost for our free economy. Now, Denmark's long-term plan for balancing her foreign accounts by 1952 depends on exporting to the United States about 20,000 tons of high-quality butter worth about $42 million. That's about half of Denmark's projected dollar exports, and the Danes say that their whole foreign trade depends on it. But this would amount to only one-half of 1% of United States consumption of butter. Our tariff on butter, up to 23,000 tons, is 7 cents a pound. But after the first 23,000 tons have been imported, any further imports have to pay 14 cents a pound. In addition to the Danish butter, we are committed to taking some from New Zealand and Canada. If these two sources supply more than 3,000 tons, then the Danes would face a 14-cent duty on part of their butter exports to this country. Now, the Danes point out that we are helping them to the tune of $110 million a year under the Marshall Plan in order to maintain a stable Danish economy. This could be reduced to nothing with some good butter on the credit side if we would admit their 20,000 tons at the 7-cent duty. It's a matter of some significance that those countries whose economies we praise, Denmark, Belgium, the Netherlands, and France, for instance, are most adversely affected by our tariffs. In addition to Danish butter, there are Belgian cotton rugs, Dutch chocolate and bulbs, and French perfumes that enter the picture. There can be no doubt that the amount of European aid under the Marshall Plan, essential to keep European economies sound and thus prevent the spread of communism, hinges to a great extent on what we do about tariffs. The 80th Congress grudgingly extended the Reciprocal Trade Agreements program for 1 year, with several new strings attached. This is the plan under which the State Department horse trades with other countries to gain advantages for American goods sold abroad in return for advantages offered foreign goods here. The failure of the last Congress to extend that policy for the full 3-year term certainly resulted in many misgivings among our European friends. The new Congress will be asked to extend this to a full 3-year period. In addition, the vastly important charter of the International Trade Organization, negotiated by 54 nations at Havana, will come up for consideration. The purpose of this complex series of agreements is to cut down world trade barriers. Underlying both the International Trade Organization and the Reciprocal Trade Agreements is the purpose of raising the world's standard of living and thereby stopping the spread of communism. Will the 81st Congress and the American people be willing to pay the price? Good night.